Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. We have Michael Rivero with his once-a-month visit coming up in the next hour from Hawaii, the webmaster and man behind whatreallyhappened.com. We were going to have him on yesterday, but we had some scheduling conflicts. We do have the folks doing the Boston Tea Party, throwing the 9/11 Whitewash Commission books into Boston Harbor, also San Francisco Harbor. That's coming up Saturday. He'll be on with us about 15, 20 minutes in the third hour. I'm also lining up one of the Watson brothers with big breaking news that's developed concerning 7-7. We'll tell you about that even before they come on with us later. In the meantime, I've got a lot of important news here in front of me. But things like this, though they seem petty, illustrate the type of psychological dictatorship that this country is becoming. Trees being returned at SeaTac Airport, and this is in Washington State. Christmas trees are going back up at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. A rabbi had seen the trees and was upset by them and demanded that it be taken down, and they jumped too and took them down. Now, the Muslims also want their own private prayer rooms in all of our airports. Even though the airports, and I've walked by them, no one's ever in them. I've been all over the country, all over the world, and you see the meditation rooms. No religious symbols. Sometimes it's one big room I've looked in. Sometimes it's multiple rooms. No one's using them. Meditation rooms. Religious rooms. And that's not good enough. It's not good enough. Take down your Tannenbaum. Take down your Christmas tree. You know, take down your Germanic fertility tree. And put up our menorah. Personally, I could care less about either one of the symbols. I mean, a Christmas tree is pretty. It's occultic as heck. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It's a Germanic fertility tree. In the dark of winter, they would take an evergreen into the hut because it was seen as everlasting. It was seen as braving the winter, and so they could remember what the sun was like and hope for its return. That's what happened. And you don't expect the Germans to quit doing what they were doing once they were Christianized. So the Christmas trees caught on. C'est la vie. The point is, this is the type of country we've become where illegal aliens can get bank accounts without ID cards and home loans, but citizens can't. And where a rabbi doesn't like a Christmas tree, and so he demands it's taken down like he's God, and it's done. You know, when he says jump, they say how high. And when the Muslims want their own separate prayer rooms, there is a move initiated to, oh, okay, we'll do that. I mean, pretty soon airports will be, you know, just every religious group having their own church built onto it, their own gathering place will be bigger than the rest of the facility. You know, you don't think when you go over to Israel and, hey, take down those menorahs, put up Christmas trees. I'm a Christian or I'm a druid. I'm a pagan. Give me my Christmas tree. You know, they could call for it, too. It really is their symbol. And can you imagine the Israelis jumping? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll get up. How about hundreds of it just shows how they get us all fighting with each other. Meanwhile, the big private banks are sucking out the insides of the country and our future. Big news on the other side. Stay with me.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later in this hour, I'm going to play a six-minute report from PBS, Lehr NewsHour, a couple nights ago, where they admit that the firemen and police lungs are filled with concrete and asbestos. And then they've got some city and federally funded scientists going, well, it's clear they're sick, but we don't know why. And then it shows Mount Sinai scientists and doctors going, no, we know exactly. Here are biopsies of lung tissue. It's filled with asbestos. Here are the asbestos fibers. And they have asbestosis. I'm suddenly having trouble pronouncing it. You get nervous on air, folks. I can pronounce and say asbestosis anytime I want off air. And then I have trouble once I get on air. Asbestosis, I believe is how they pronounce it. And you're not going to get treatment and it's not going to be paid for. You know, I mean, that's the government's attitude, period. And I remember just a few months after 9/11, the EPA chief's report came out for about a day saying that we had serious inhalation problems there at Ground Zero. And then suddenly Christina Todd Whitman came out and said, we were wrong. We've had federal air quality testing systems there within hours of the attack, and it shows that the air is not polluted, that particulates are at normal levels. Now, the police, the firemen, the general public was a little more trusting 5-6 years ago. And they literally said, well, they say it's safe, it must be. As if you couldn't watch the news from afar and see 2-3 foot of dust in some areas, much of Manhattan covered with about an inch of dust, but in some areas it was like snowdrifts. We know the buildings were jacketed, every column, with asbestos. We know they were filled with all these other toxic compounds. We know that concrete, when it's aerosolized from explosives, is very, very toxic. And has the basic consistency and the same chemical effect as Drano. In fact, we've used that analogy several times with different firemen and emergency workers we've had on the show because that's what Mount Sinai told them. They said it's like Drano. Well, you're going to hear that same quote coming up. And so now the government's still dancing around it saying, we don't know, we don't know. And thousands and thousands and thousands of the rescue workers are deathly ill. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds have already died. Every day it's in a New York paper where a couple people died. Nuns who were helping, National Guard who were helping, police who were helping. And instead of giving the family, some type of pension, you know, like normally when a cop gets killed or a fireman gets burned to death, instead of saying, here's $500,000, which is a paltry sum with today's inflation over the widow and the children's lives. No, they just said, you get nothing. And most of the police said, hey, we're ready to lick your boots. Thank you. We're ready to run checkpoints. We're ready to scream at demonstrators. We're ready to violate the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. We want to serve the government that abuses us. We love it. Thank you for all you do. I mean, that's sick. But it's just like an Aztec who would give their child willingly to the high priest to have its heart cut out and thank the high priest for doing it. It's just like Romans thinking it was normal to throw women and children into the arena by the time they really got decadent to be torn apart by lions, by bears. They think it's cute. They think it's fun. It's funny what's happened to the country. And I get the threatening emails. I've gotten the phone calls here on air. You've heard them. Saying that I'm a traitor, I'm lying, depleted uranium isn't bad for the troops, doesn't matter if we have the Army and Pentagon training manuals, doesn't matter if we have mining college documents, doesn't matter if we have documents going back to the 50s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the head of the Pentagon's DU program on, most of his team has died from handling this stuff. Doesn't matter. They're going to continue to use it. And I can go out to Crawford where the neocon followers are out there protesting against the anti-Bush people, 365 days a year. And I've got them on tape saying, I'm a liar, DU isn't bad for you. And we've got local newscasts, saying mercury's good for you. I mean, they'll tell you DU's good, they'll tell you asbestos is good, they'll tell you mercury's good, they'll tell you cameras in school bathrooms are good, they'll tell you thumb scanning going in nationwide to get driver's license is good, they'll tell you illegal aliens not having to show any type of ID is good, it's just pandemonium, in-your-face corruption. So we've got that clip coming up. And really, I don't have a lot of respect for some of the New York police and firefighters and others who will go on national TV and defend the government and say that the government didn't know that the asbestos was bad for them and that George Bush didn't do anything wrong. Remember a few weeks ago, Kevin Smith was on ManCow, National Fox News Television? And then they aired it an unprecedented second time. And he's on there debating a firefighter about 9/11. And Kevin brings up how the firefighters and police are dying. And the guy says, well, the government didn't know. They didn't mean that. We have the order. It's in the New York papers. It's been in the New York papers hundreds of times. While I was there on this year's 9/11, fifth anniversary, literally every paper I saw, and there's a lot of papers in New York, had it on the cover. And you'd buy the paper, and it would be 2 or 3, 4 stories in each article every day I was there. And this guy's a New York firefighter, and he goes on TV and says that we're wrong because we are saying the government knew it was killing him and didn't give him any help. defending those that are killing them. No, frankly, I'd like to slap them upside the head and ask them what their problem is. That's like a woman who's got a boyfriend that beats her and knocks her teeth out and rapes her and puts cigarettes out on her, and she's sitting there defending him. I don't have any respect for people like that. You have got a major problem, and your denial, your weak-mindedness is going to destroy this country. Now, I remember being at Ground Zero 2 years ago, 2 years and some change, for the Republican National Convention. And at that time, I'd say about 60% of the firefighters, they were all there in their, you know, dress blues running around, were in agreement, were telling us good job, they know it's an inside job, they know there's a cover-up. Half the police were friendly, the other half would scream at us and threaten to arrest us anywhere. Central Park interviewing people, walking down the street, you know, they think it's Nazi Germany. Well, I was there 2 years later on 9/11, and I'd say 65-70% of the police were saying, thank you, we know it's an inside job, hey Alex, how you doing? When you got police captains going, hey Alex, how you doing, keep it up. And I go, do you know about Northwoods? Yeah, we know, keep it up. I mean, in their dress uniforms with the cameras on them. We've got all this on tape. We got like 75, 80 hours of stuff in New York. Don't have even the staff to go through it all. So this is the type of things that we're witnessing. Okay, I'd say 65, 70% of the cops totally on our side. Most of the others neutral. 5% still threatening to arrest us, cussing at us, sticking their feet out to trip us, just mindless, gibbering thugs who love being abused. And 99% of the firefighters were on our side. We could hardly do interviews. We could hardly get down the street. We could hardly eat dinner in restaurants. We couldn't buy our food. The firemen wouldn't leave us alone. We're trying to do our job, coming up, shaking our hands, telling us thank you. They know the truth. They've seen Terror Storm. They've seen Loose Change. They've seen martial law. They, you know, all their buddies are dying and fighting for their lives. They're sick. They know they were lied to. So big change in 2 years. Big change. So I commend them. You know, they're heroes. They have moral courage. They can admit the truth to themselves. But I'm telling you, the type of people like that firefighter that Kevin went up against, what was his name, Harvey, on Fox News, after it's been all over the newspapers, he lives in New York, he's sick from this stuff, they tell him he's dying from it, okay, you know, it's going to end up probably killing him, he can't work anymore, his buddies are dying and are sick, these men and women. And he's going, no, the government didn't. We have it's in the official newspapers, okay? It's admitted that they knew a weekend and they wanted $96 million for emergency treatment immediately, which could have helped a lot of these people. And the Bush administration said, no, we don't want the liability. But it gets worse. They knew day one, the firemen and police were saying, we need breathing apparatus. They were collapsing within hours of being in there breathing all of this particula, okay, just everywhere. I mean, you ever walked around a campfire and a little bit of smoke blows in your face? Well, imagine the real smoke filled with asbestos and mercury and lead and concrete. And they said, we need help. And they said, oh, the air's safe. You don't need anything. And then a few days later, here's some paper mask for you. Meanwhile, FEMA and the FDA and the EPA and all the rest of these federal agencies that were out there, they were wearing full hazmat body gear, full rubber suits, you know, basically space helmets, like you see in the movie Outbreak, with oxygen tanks. And well, they should have been. Did they say fly in every one of those hazmat suits they had? Did they say get into the federal armories and fly them all in out of the military bases where they've got hundreds of thousands of these? No, it's safe for you. It's not bad. We're your government, the one that gave you atomic soldiers and radiated children and gave black men syphilis and covertly thousands of times tested bioweapons on the U.S. population. We love you.
You're heroes. Go breathe it. It's good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Just thinking, John, get that clip. I don't want to play the whole 10-minute man cow piece, but can you find it for the next segment, just the part where Kevin brings up what's happening to the police and firemen breathing the toxic stuff and how they haven't been given treatment, and then he denies it and goes, oh no, they didn't know. They didn't know, when it's admitted. We have the memos. There's congressional talk of indicting Christina Todd Whitman, but still, no, the government wouldn't do bad to me. And then Kevin goes on to say, well, the founding fathers said don't trust the government. And both of them go, what? What? They never said that. You're just claiming that. They never said that. Oh, no, there's literally just hundreds of quotes. That's just what this whole country's founded on. They don't know. They think patriotism is just believing whatever lie you're told, having absolutely no freedom, and living in a police state where their children have no future either. The globalists want the police state so they can implode the economy and destroy the middle class and take your private property. They've got federal guidelines now nationwide through the states trying to make every gully, every little creek, every little depression have a barbed wire fence around it so the cows don't destroy the water quality. I heard Gary Brownfield talking about that this morning, and that's one of the things over the years I've researched, and I happen to follow the state and federal laws and regulations and guidelines because my family is in ranching. And it'll totally bankrupt everyone. There's no way to fence every little gully and every little thing. Of course, deer and buffalo and other species were, and they've done studies from the accounts back in the 1700s and 1800s. Actually, there was a greater population of grass-eating mammals in this country, and so an even higher level. I mean, it is true cows go get down in streams and do muddy them up. That's what animals do. Oh, no, it's killing the fish, killing the ecosystem. No, actually, the fish will come up in a creek where you've got cows, and they will sit there while the cow's feet stir up worms and other particulates and other animals' waste, other fish waste, and that's what the fish eat. The fish actually come in and like the cows. They like the deer in the water. I'm already digressing. I wanted to get on. It's just everything that's being done is about driving small businesses out of business. It's about consolidating power. We're under attack, and the very people that are attacking us have orchestrated terror attacks so they can then pose as our saviors so we'll go along with what they're doing. Coming up in the next segment, I will play this clip. First, we'll play the clip of the firefighter going, oh, no, the government didn't know. The government didn't know. No, they didn't know. They're good. And then we've got the clip from PBS, which you would think is a fair report, but it's really a whitewash. You know, they finally go to the scientist at major institutions going, no, we know what's doing it. Look, here's their lung tissue. It's full of asbestos. I mean, they know. You breathe a bunch of asbestos, it will kill you. Those buildings had tens of thousands of tons apiece of asbestos. That's another ridiculous thing we always hear. Oh, the steel columns melted because of the jet fuel. They were jacketed with asbestos. Incredible fire retardant that they put on the outside of huge engines and ships and in trains. Incredible insulation. That's why they used it. And then, of course, you can't talk about the evidence of how they brought down the buildings with bombs without going through the evidence. I can't do it a disservice. Remember the holes in the buildings with the people looking out? Right where the columns then shattered and turned to dust? People for 15, 20 minutes waving their shirts, help us, help us. They weren't melting. The firefighter tapes, the feds first announced it all malfunctioned. Then through FOIA requests, they were in lawsuits, they were released. And the firemen are saying they knocked the fires down to nothing. Two small fires. Black smoke from paper burning. Orange fires where they were burning. But then right next to tiny fires, gouts of molten steel pouring out like it was a foundry. And we have the firefighters saying it was like molten steel, like a volcano. Right next to people waving shirts. See, that's localized heat sources. Only localized heat sources can do that. Oh, no, the planes did it. And then pulverized the buildings into dust. Sure they did. Sure they did.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, cause I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shake you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
Yourself,
fool's the one with the most to gain. Oh, 9-11 couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. My eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you can witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these are devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word they think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, I had to hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying it. And with the 4th Amendment gone, I go on the 1st. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
All right. I tell you, that is such an amazing song. Just never gets old, does it? Paris says it all right there. All right. I mean, I really do get angry because they knew day one that the dust was deadly, and they just didn't care. I remember asking my dad as a child when we were watching a show about atomic soldiers on PBS. And I said, Daddy, why'd they have the soldiers walk through after they dropped the bomb? Because it was showing the documents about how the government knew it was going to make them sick, but they wanted to get the full effects and used them as guinea pigs. I said, why didn't they just put monkeys out there? And he said, son, GIs are a lot cheaper than monkeys. And he knew what he was talking about. So my dad had worked in college and even in high school at MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility and said he saw quite a bit. Yep, that's true. People are a lot cheaper than monkeys, and monkeys expensive. There's not 6.5 billion monkeys or apes. While a lot of them are endangered. No. Those are expensive to ship in. You got animal rights people defending them. No. You test it on the soldiers. And they love you for it. It's a big, sick joke with the New World Order that they abuse their own servants. They abuse their own attack dogs. And their own attack dogs then look at us, trying to warn them. Those of us that are standing strong and tall. And you look at us and say, we're the bad man. No, you work for the evil people. And you need to come to grips with that. And the corruption. There are no police I know who will deny that the government ships in much of the narcotics. Everybody knows that. Well, just take it from that logical extension into everything else. This system is a joke. Take the toll roads. The official TxDOT plans that came out 2 years ago show 14 major roads in Austin. This is just a microcosm of the country that are going to have toll roads. Existing roads. Ben White, 183, Mopac, I-35, William Cannon, it goes on and on. We have the official TxDOT documents, Texas Department of Transportation. We go to huge public meetings with thousands of people screaming, saying they don't want it. They say, who's for it? 6 people raise their hands. 1,400 at one meeting say no and start stomping so hard the building starts shaking and they ask them to quit. We've got this on tape. And they get up in line and say, there's no plans to put toll roads on any of these roads. And then now they announce in Sunday's paper that they indeed are going to slap a toll road on Ben White. They're not going to stop. They don't care. Then the text doc documents come out a year and a half ago that they have more than enough money, that that TxDOT has huge $6-plus billion surpluses, that the roads are all paid for, that they're bathing in money, more fuels being used than ever on that gas tax, not to mention the sticker taxes and the tags and everything else. Their own internal documents going, why are we handing over our roads to foreign countries? Because we're going into receivership. Period. You know what receivership is? And it isn't like when you lose your house because you didn't pay the mortgage where you supposedly owe the money. That's all zeros and ones created on a ballot sheet to begin with itself and a fraud. But at least there's some connection. You've signed a contract. Here, they set up the banking system in 1913 to destroy the economy and basically transfer the wealth. And now they've done it, and now the economy is shifting into the police state. All right, I also want to play a clip from Splinter Cell, the new TV show, where they make fun of 9/11 truthers. It's the terrorists sitting and laughing and kissing each other, going, oh, baby, they're so stupid. They don't know we're carrying out the attacks. They think the government's doing it. Ha ha ha. And weak-minded people sit there and watch that and think that's reality. That's called propaganda. That's called devil state mind control. That's how these devils do it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. Now, here's PBS admitting, Lair NewsHour, that they're sick, but oh, since we can't isolate it, we're not going to pay for their treatment or really help them. They're not helping them. But then later in the report, they go to Mount Sinai and other institutions. They go, no, we know. Here's their lungs. It's full of particula. Here it is.
Now, dust and debris at the World Trade Center site after 9/11. Did it cause disease in rescue workers? NewsHour correspondent Tom Bearden has our science unit report.
Clouds of toxic dust rolled down New York City streets like tidal waves on September 11, 2001, engulfing tens of thousands of people fleeing the collapse of the World Trade Center. In the months that followed, thousands more labored on what they called the pile, first trying to rescue people, and later recovering human remains. And all the while, they inhaled the dust. Philip Landrigan is the chairman of preventive medicine at Manhattan's Mount Sinai School of Medicine.
The major component of the World Trade Center dust was pulverized concrete, cement, which was very, very alkaline, at a pH of 10 or 11, which means that the alkalinity of this material is equivalent to that of Drano.
The dust also contained billions of microscopic shards of glass and other contaminants. The question is, what did the dust do to those who inhaled it?
You trudge through, you know, this debris and smoke, and half of the street was sunny, the other half was a dark cloud, you know, debris up to my thighs.
NYPD detectives John Walcott and his partner Richard Volpe spent hundreds of hours at the Trade Center.
Basically, I didn't have a shovel or anything. I just started digging with my hands and going through the rubble and picking up, you know, twisted metal and stuff like that, just trying to find somebody.
They believe the experience is slowly killing them.
I ended up with AML leukemia, which is mainly caused by exposure to benzene, which we all know is an airline fuel.
How about you? I was diagnosed with IgA nephropathy, which is basically the filters in my kidneys. They don't filter out the toxins in my body. Right now I'm sitting here with less than 40% function in both my kidneys.
Attorney David Warby has filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of Volpe and Walcott and nearly 9,000 more Ground Zero rescue workers. In the courtroom, he will have to prove it's the dust that caused their illnesses.
I have 80 clients who have died, some from heart attacks, from pulmonary
collapse, some from leukemia, some from cancers that are carcinogenically related.
The lawsuit was filed against the City of New York and its contractors. City officials did not return calls for interview requests. Warby knows that proving all these injuries were caused by the dust will be a formidable task.
In court, you have to prove with a reasonable degree of medical certainty, based upon recognized epidemiological and toxicological studies, expert opinions, peer-reviewed rated medical studies with 95% scientific certainty upon which your experts base their decisions. So if you're dealing with a situation that no one's seen before, it's awfully tough to come up with those studies.
Take a big breath in again.
And scientific studies, particularly those relating to human health, take decades. There have been similar cases before. Agent Orange in Vietnam, industrial chemicals at Love Canal, New York, dioxin at Times Beach, Missouri.
The issue of certainty is one that we often dance around. That's the objective of science. It's the search for the truth.
Joseph Graziano is Associate Dean for Research at the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University. He says it's extraordinarily hard to scientifically establish specific causes and effects.
Each of us has a different lifestyle, a different diet, a different family history, and so we end up studying sets of people who are a mix of people, and not everyone will respond to a given dose or a given dose of a mixture of chemicals in the same fashion.
He says what's needed most to make a causal connection between dust and disease is time.
It's like developing a piece of film in the dark room. You look at the film early on and you see a faint image of what the picture is. You look at cigarette smoking. It takes 20 years before cancers develop, for example. And asbestos exposure. It takes many years before the mesotheliomas develop.
But Detective Volpe says the one thing many Trade Center workers don't have is time.
People are dying every day. And time is everything right now. I mean, they want to sit here and they want to do all these different tests and they want to do all this research. You know, we might not have that time for the research.
Some scientists believe they have already proven a connection between Trade Center dust and respiratory problems. Dr. William Rahm, who is director of chest services at Bellevue Hospital, showed us microscopic images of material found in the lungs of a firefighter who came into his hospital in respiratory failure.
This is a World Trade Center dust particle. You can see that it's been burned, and it has a very rounded shape, but it's got some odd pieces to it.
Relatively speaking, how big is that?
A red blood cell is 7 microns, so this is below the size of a red blood cell. So that means that this can be inhaled into the nose and into the trachea and way out to the periphery of the lung to the air sacs.
Rahm also found a burned piece of fiberglass and this asbestos fiber.
And this is very long and very narrow. So this kind of fiber can get into the lung by coming lengthwise with the end or radius leading the way.
Dr. Rahm says an awful lot of people inhaled these materials.
Over 11,000 firefighters responded to the initial collapse and were exposed to the most intense dust clouds over those days, and over 1,800 of these firefighters have been retired on a respiratory disability.
And that is, are you satisfied that's a direct result of working in that area?
We are convinced that this is a direct result from the dust exposure to the World Trade Center dust.
And in September, Mount Sinai released a significant study that monitored roughly 9,200 recovery workers, showing similar connections.
The major finding that we reported was that approximately 60% of these people had developed new respiratory symptoms since starting work at Ground Zero.
Normal breath in.
While scientists seem to agree there's a causal connection between the dust and respiratory illnesses, attorney Warby says thousands of people have also contracted many other diseases, like cancer and kidney disease.
So you've got a list of carcinogens, you've got a list of toxins, you've got a list of diseases that my people have. You have the 50,000 people who weren't there, the 50,000 people who weren't there. You stack them all up, and the catastrophic response, scientifically, is that, oh my God, thousands and thousands and thousands of people are going to be significantly ill, and more people will die post 9/11 from these illnesses than died on 9/11.
Dr. Landrigan says it'll take a long-term commitment to study and treat all of the victims of the World Trade Center.
Okay, so it goes on. See, they're putting it into a process. They're now admitting it, but then claiming it's a process and they didn't know. There's massive peer-reviewed case studies of asbestos alone, of other particulate inhalation for minors. They know. They know immediately. It was out 3 years ago with the chest scans. Now it's just been codified into studies. They knew day one. The EPA knew day one. I mean, everybody knows about inhaling asbestos alone. Even if you're just cutting it into sections and removing it out of ships that are being broken, that is scrapped, or buildings. They knew. But now, oh no, it'll take more to study. Their lungs are filled with asbestos. Their lungs are filled with toxic concrete. And they have to pay for their own treatment. This is your government. This is what they do. This is how they operate. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back. Shifting gears out of the particulate inhalation in lower Manhattan and surrounding areas, there is a new TV show called Sleeper Cell, American Terror, where the media, in conjunction with the government, And it's been admitted the Justice Department is involved in these programs. The Associated Press has reported on that. They create this illusion of terrorists everywhere. They're about to get you. We're all in grave danger. If we don't just completely become total slaves of the government, it's just all over. And this program starts with them torturing someone who they know is Al-Qaeda, who's really one of their operatives in front of another terrorist, stomping his genitals, torturing him, and then it cuts to some of the other terrorists who are at home, and they're discussing how stupid people are, believing that the government attacked on 9/11, or that there's a conspiracy theory. Ha, ha, ha. So see, now the terrorists just love it. And then that's what the national talk show hosts say about me, you know, that I'm American Al-Qaeda. You know, I'm just here doing all this because I hate America. Of course, the government is getting rid of America with the North American Union and destroying our freedoms, but let's just ignore that. Let's ignore the facts that they're the ones destroying America, that they are Al-Qaeda. Here is the sleeper cell clip right now.
I gave them stingers, they gave me tea. In the long run, I'm not sure who got the better deal.
Russia, Afghanistan, Kedrusano, Sara Jihad, Kedia.
Sita Tawayam, Rishtia, Afghanistan, Kedche. Rishtia, Shani.
I would very much like a cup of tea.
Alright. Time to pick up where we left off. Who's the African-American member of your cell? And I swear to Allah, if you say Malcolm X, I'm going to kick your balls up into your throat and hold them there until you choke on them. Bustin' Malcolm X. Let's call him Powell.
Nothing even close to the front page. I'm happy to say I'm not a star anymore.
You're a cooking star. You know, every time we have sex, it's like the ultimate you to Bush, Cheney, and the whole 9/11 plot. I just keep picturing Giuliani and the rest of those supervising the whole thing from that $15 million bunker on the 23rd floor of Building 7. You know that's where they broadcast the homing signal from. Make sure the planes would hit the towers.
I know, and the Pentagon was actually hit by a CIA global hawk drone so the administration could start an endless war and turn America into a police state.
And what idiot could believe that Osama bin Laden and his cave-dwelling Muslim militia managed to outsmart the CIA, the NSA, and the Pentagon? Unless Uncle Sam was behind the whole thing.
Not me.
And, of course, that's the terrorist. Oh, and by the way, most of the terrorists are white. They're also getting you ready for that image, you see. There's all these secret Caucasian people that are part of Al-Qaeda now. You see, and if you talk about it, you talk about the government being involved, you're really Al-Qaeda.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.